do you one better.
Please don't.
Did you know that Twisted Sister has a Christmas album?
Yeah, actually.
It's fucking awesome.
Did you know that Danzig did an entire album of Elvis songs?
Holy shit, that sounds even more awesome.
Wait.
Mother.
You know Danzig?
I'm tell so your mother not to hurt her.
I can play that song. Well, just the... The three chords. It's basically the entire song is pretty much just the three chords, but...
It was on Guitar Hero 2. That's how I know it.
I'm proud of you for knowing music sometimes.
It was on Guitar Hero 2, that's it. That's how I know it.
I knew it before that. I knew it when I was a kid, when it actually came out on in music land.
And then
on the MTV.
On the MTV.
On the MTV.
On the Jersey Shore channel. My nephew is named after someone from the Jersey Shore.
What's his name?
Gianni.
Aw.
His mother, whom is not technically a part of our family, because it was my brother's ex-girlfriend. Whole situation.
That's fine. She's still family in a manner.
Denied that she named him after a character from the Jersey Shore. Character is a strong word. It's an actual human being. From a show that is a reality TV show, just like a drama bullshit.
Everyone knows what Jersey Shore is.
Yeah, but it's not a character, is what I'm saying. Is Snooki a character?
Like, as a person, or?
I think that's just a philosophical question that I don't think anybody was really quite prepared to answer today.
People consider me a character.
I'm a character.
I guess.
What's a good word for it? I'm a card. Yeah, have you heard that to describe a person?
I'm a ham. Delicious and covered in honey, usually. And often sticky.
Ew.
Don't judge me. How dare you? How dare you judge my life?
My go-to is always the honey-based ham, honey-glazed ham at Thanksgiving. I've never been a fan of the turkey, mostly because I'm not a huge fan of gravy.
I like gravy. The only reason you make turkey is to eat gravy.
Yeah, that's what I've learned. I used to just bum around eating dry-ass turkey just to say I had turkey, and then a shit ton of ham because I really liked the ham. But the point ham was the good. Turkey. I mean, the gravy.
Actually, some people, I've never really had good turkey, but there's, when you have it, like... If it's not, like, super dry, it's not terrible.
Yeah, I've had good turkey before.
I haven't.
It's hard to come by because the go-to standard of just putting it in an oven overnight is not exactly the
overnight?
Best thing. Yeah, because we do lunch because my dad works, evenings. So he has to leave, like, at 2 p.m. So we have turkey at 11. So my mom puts that shit in at like 1 a.m. And then like carves it and shit at like 8 a.m. and then gets everything else ready. And then it's food time.
It's food time.
The benefit to this has always been people come to our house to celebrate Thanksgiving and then they go home.
And celebrate and Thanksgiving celebrate. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
Two Thanksgivings. Two Christmases.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's the same thing, because we did the same thing for the Christmas meal. All the grandkids come over for Christmas morning, and then go home, and they have Christmas dinner. So
all the grandkids.
They wake up, my parents have grandchildren, I have nephews and nieces.
I do too.
Yeah, and they're great.
My sister has a grand, has...
Happy Indigenous, it's Native American Heritage Day.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's when this is going up, the day after Thanksgiving. So also happy Thanksgiving to people.
To two people.
Yeah.
Just both of you.
Thank you for listening. Welcome to...
Thank you for loving me.
Welcome to Let's Watch Something with Anthony and Jack.
And woo! Jack.
Woo!
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 Are we supposed to do it together?
I can't woo. That's woo. My woo. Woo!
Do it again.
Woo!
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 Yeehaw! Yee fucking ha!
Cowabunga!
Tubular, brah!
Wow, that was totally organic.
It's okay.
Yeah, Woo!
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, because this week on Let's Watch Something.
We sure the fuck did.
Cowabunga. We watched something.
I'm so sorry.
Roll music.
That's it. We sure the fuck did.
I'm gonna be, if I could.
Shit better?
If I could play the devil's advocate.
I mean, okay.
Oh, shit. You failed the test, Jack.
What was I supposed to do?
If someone says, if somebody asks if they can be devil's advocate, the answer is no.
Well, when I say, I mean, okay, in my heart, I usually mean no, but.
You shouldn't live like that. You should be able to confidently say no.
Have you met me?
Apparently. Who are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Jack.
Hi, Jack. My name's Anthony.
No, it's not.
Shh. Don't tell no one.
You didn't see anything. Oh, there was this one time. My nephew. Okay, so. It was so freaking cute. I don't remember what the hell he was doing. I think he did a barrel roll on the, like, okay, pretend like this is a different place. And he did a barrel roll heading into the kitchen, grabbed, like, some snacks or cookies or some shit, peeked over the side and goes, you didn't see anything, and then sneaks back off. That's
a fucking great line from a very, very underrated movie.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Madagascar.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I love my nephew so much. He's so funny. I was actually watching videos that I posted of him and me, like, goofing around when he was little. So cute. I'll show you some later.
So, back to the topic.
Cowabunga, bro.
If I could be the devil's advocate.
No, you may not, apparently.
I think Michael Bay gets a bit more shit than he deserves. He is very much unanimously hated.
I don't really have strong feelings towards him one way or the other, to be honest.
Nerds hate him.
Well, nerds are fucking...
Nerds.
Nerds. Nerds!
The internet has a very negative opinion of the man.
That's okay. I don't care.
I mean, it really is. It really does just come down to Transformers. People didn't like Transformers. Which I say, the first one's actually not bad.
I just don't like... I'm not a big fan of Megan Fox, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, she was just an actor in that movie.
She's just boring. Like, yeah. There's nothing interesting really, like, about her. I have a hair on me that will not go away. Anyway, did you see me just, like, messing with my arm? I'm like, where is it coming from? Why? Anyway.
I had one of those yesterday hanging off, like, the sleeve of my shirt. And it just kept tickling me every time I put my arms down. So I picked my arms up and tried to swat it away. And every time
did
I would feel for
it. Did you do that
in public? No, I was cooking. And every time I put my arm down, thinking it was gone, it wasn't. And I just picked my arm back up and tried to get it again.
Okay. But anyway, back to Megan Fox of sorts. I don't really find her a dynamic actress.
She's not.
She's just pretty, and people want her because she's pretty, and that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. She does what she's paid to do, look pretty in front of things.
Yeah, if it is a very heteronormative man's idea of what a fierce woman is, which is an attractive woman with a mean look.
She doesn't do a mean look.
She smolders as a like I'm a confident woman kind of thing. Okay. But it's a very Boner-esque way for a man to think that this is what a strong woman looks like to a man.
I mean, I guess real strong women look like me and can throw your ass physically.
That's what I mean. It's like it's a bad idea of what a strong female character looks like.
Yeah. Strong women come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
Mostly round.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
But you know what I mean? You understand what I mean, though,
I get
right?
It.
Like, for what they are going for.
Man brains say hot girl equal big, strong.
Man brains see hot girl nice, hot girl did thing, hot girl strong.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. Because I like that's their target demographic. And they hit it. Transformers made enough money to make 5 of those fucking movies or something.
Yeah, why didn't they just put some more money towards?
They got other people, but it got worse as they went on, like much worse.
Is Shia LaBeouf in all of them?
No, he's just in like the first two, I think.
I thought he was in the third one too. I don't know.
I definitely know he was in the second one. Because that's the only one I really saw. I could not finish whichever the third one was. And I saw some of Age of Extinction. Just the parts that were like, man hitting on underage girl.
That's kind of common.
It was very blatant, though. It wasn't even like subtext was kind of creepy. It was like, this dude is very overtly hitting on an underage girl and it's gross.
Yeah, welcome to...
being alive in America.
Yeah.
The world.
The world, really.
Men. Welcome to men.
Welcome to men being fucking disgusting.
Welcome to men. If you're one, it's not bad.
But you should feel ashamed.
You should be ashamed.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, welcome to being a man. You should be ashamed.
That should be the title of this episode.
You should be ashamed. No, I don't think there's much shame to be had.
Unless you're doing the things that are gross that men do.
I'm talking specifically about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Because everyone pegs it as, Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles. He didn't direct it or write it, he produced it. And the second one, he didn't direct or write, he produced it. He threw a lot of money at it to make it look good. And it looks pretty damn good.
It's fine.
A lot of people shit on the design. They think that the turtles look kind of bad. I don't think they look perfect, but they look okay.
They look a little
monstrous.
Flat in the face.
They look flat in the face because that's what a turtle face does. Does the flatness. They don't have snoots.
They have snoots.
Yeah, they have snoot holes, but you can't boop those.
I would boop them.
They need those to breathe.
I wouldn't boop the holes. I'd boop between the holes.
Yeah, you'd boop a turtle.
I would boop a turtle.
Right on the head.
I would love the turtle. I would be best friends with turtles.
Turtles are great.
My brother used to have one when we were little.
Yeah?
They named him Raphael too.
Oh, that's adorable.
Not Raphael too, just Raphael.
But as well.
But Raphael as well. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I used to take a toothbrush and I would
give him the brushies.
I would scrub on his back.
His back. I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't you scrub me?
As I was saying though, like I think that the designs aren't horrible, and they definitely emote pretty well. You know, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. We didn't do the first one. We watched the second Ninja Turtles movie, Out of the Shadows.
Which makes me think of the Turtles musical from the early 90s, coming out of their shells.
Oh my God.
Turtles on Tour.
It can't possibly be any worse than A Turtle Christmas, though.
I've never seen that.
It is their hip-hop Christmas album. It's like a musical 30-minute special of Turtles. It's bad.
How is that bad?
It's the Turtles.
I love Turtles.
Singing.
I love singing.
Christmas music.
Oh.
There you go.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, though.
I want you. I need you.
I'm going to hit you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. But don't be sad.
I'm already sad from this.
Because 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You can't drop a Meatloaf song title and expect me not to do it.
I'm going to hit you with my tea bag.
Oh, I don't know that song. Sorry. Oh, man. Why do we hang out? Why are we friends?
You know, that was exactly the thought that was crossing my mind. Okay. I wasn't going to say it just to be nice to you, but...
All right. Turtles.
Turtles.
They're doing shit. They're doing running shit. Around.
Running around.
It's a nice little action set piece that starts it. It's just like swinging through the city.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
They pick up a pizza. There's slow-mo shots. And they show up at a Knicks game hanging out in the Jumbotron at Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden.
And Will Arnett is being like fawned over by the people because he saved the city.
Yeah.
Vern, Will the Arnett. Falcon.
Will Arnett. That gravelly voice of his. I can't do it. But
where'd the lighter fluid come from?
Wait, is that a line from something?
That's from Arrested Development. He does the whole like fire bit, but the fire doesn't happen and just squirts him with lighter fluid. He says, "Did you just squirt me with lighter fluid?" Yeah, but where'd the lighter fluid come from? It's supposed to be fire, but he's hilarious. I love him. And I feel like he's kind of wasted in this movie.
Yeah, he's not utilized very well.
He may have had a bigger part in the first one, but I really don't remember the first one very well.
Yeah, me neither.
It's not that the first Ninja Turtles movie from like 2014, it's bad. It's just bad.
Say it's bad one more time.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Anyway,
they had a white dude that was going to be Shredder, and it pissed everybody off.
I'd be pissed.
So that they reshot it to put some dude that was also going to be Shredder. But it just doesn't make narrative sense that Shredder was anybody but the old white dude. It was bad.
I don't remember any of this. I'm not sure if... Excuse me. I'm not sure if I saw it.
You don't need to. They sum it up pretty well at the beginning. Shredder was about to fuck shit up, and then he got
FSU. Fuck shit.
Fuck shit university.
I want to get a tattoo that says fuck shit up.
Nice. You should follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams, sad boy.
I'm trying so fucking hard.
I don't have dreams. I have candy.
I don't have dreams. I have night terrors.
Sorry.
Sorry to people with night terrors.
I'm so sorry. Randall gives me night terrors.
And then Megan Fox is like dressed up as a nerd with glasses.
I like nerds.
And
but...
bushy hair. And she's hitting on Dr. Stockman.
Baxter Stockman.
Baxter Stockman.
He's my hero.
Played by Tyler Perry.
Uh-huh.
Not the best choice, but a good choice, surprisingly.
I don't know.
Like, he played that character.
He was fine. He played didn't that do, character. He wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I can't complain. The only thing that I can really complain about is the body. Like, okay, so...
It was like,
It looks like he was stuffed with some fake chug.
Just newspaper. Just stuff some newspaper
and in there. And it looked kind of like, when he was wearing pants, it looked like he was wearing a diaper a little bit. Like... It made he looked like he had like a butt pad or something on to make his butt look a little fat. Suit,
but just like
like a little like belly, some overhang, and then some butt.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's what his real body looks. Has anyone ever seen Tyler Perry's real body?
Maybe his wife.
No, not at all. She's like, "Who are you?
Who's this man?
I only married you for Madea."
Madea? Is it Madea or is it Madea?
I think it's Madea.
Never heard
babe.
It,
babe. Hey, Madea or Madea? Madea.
Because okay. it's not named after the Greek tragedy, but it's also named after the Greek tragedy.
The public has spoken. It's Madea.
Okay. And they're busting Splinter out of jail. He's being transported in a top security truck from the cops or whatever with two other dudes for some reason.
Yeah, apparently these guys have to be there.
You got a guy that was seconds away from releasing a plague on New York City, killing millions.
And then
throw in two bank robbers, basically.
Dum-dums.
Two dum-dums. Dude with a mohawk and dude with mutton chops that are clearly of no importance to the story.
Allegedly.
By the name of Bebop and Rocksteady.
Which, you know, why do they have those names? But, you know, okay.
I don't know.
They call me Bebop.
Bebop.
But Bebop. I can't do it because of my lip ring.
Sucks to suck.
I mean, I do that pretty well, but not the...
Don't worry about that. We don't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't got time to bleed.
How many times have we talked about this phrase? What is that from again?
It's one of the... Predator, I think?
Hold up. You just turned into me there for a second.
I sure did. I think it's from... It's a Jesse Ventura quote, and I think it's from Predator.
Okay. Because I know we've talked about this before.
Yes. I talk about it often because it's one of my favorite fucking quotes in a movie ever.
All right.
Besides LL Cool J... What's that one movie with the sharks and shit?
Or Sharknado?
No. Deep Blue, whatever. Deep Blue. Anyway, he gets shot and he goes, bullets. He goes, bullets. My only weakness.
I cannot believe they put that in a fucking...
I'm almost in tears.
Well, Jack... recomposes. Bebop and Rocksteady straight up steal the show.
They're so cute with their little bromance. I just want to have a gay marriage for them.
Yeah. The turtles show they're up just... with their dumpster.
And they're so body positive because they're stoked about being fat for some reason.
Yeah. Not the turtles, Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, them.
They haven't transformed yet though.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, see, who cares about spoilers? I can't think of any spoilers, though.
Who cares? We'll tell you everything.
Yeah. Don't spoil The Last Jedi, though. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to a guy on the phone.
Yeah, and you had it on speaker.
I was fixing an order for something online, and it was a customer service dude. And we were just talking movies. And I totally... hoard out our podcast or pimped out the podcast information to him.
Yeah.
Because, of course, why not? I'm selfless and sure. Selfless promotion, whatever.
Hell yeah, do it.
I tell everybody.
Yeah.
I tell Uber drivers when I have them.
I don't know if I've actually told anybody about it recently. I think that everybody that I know...
Knows,
just because I talked about it so much when it started, and then I haven't seen them since then.
Yeah.
But I hardly use it. I either share something you shared or I send you something that you already shared because I didn't realize you shared it.
Yeah. The only reason you have a Facebook is to keep in touch with me.
Maybe.
Because you love me.
And to keep tabs on the people that voted for Trump.
Why do you keep tabs on them?
They're family.
I don't have those on my
family.
No, I mean, if they did vote for Trump, they did not tell me.
Yeah, that's usually what they do. They're either loud about it or they're not. They don't like casually say, hey, I voted for Trump. Hold up. I did not, though.
I did not. I didn't end up getting to vote.
Yeah.
I would have.
I should have mentioned that because that is just like... I just assumed that people would know, like, oh, yeah, you can request an absentee ballot if you're not living in that state anymore.
I didn't realize. Well, this would have been all the way back in Montana.
Damn. Yeah. Not even Idaho? All the way back.
Yeah.
Such a long, long time.
It was a long time ago.
The long, long ago.
It really was a long time ago to me.
Yeah. Shit, February feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, for real. This has been a fucking long year.
Yeah. This year is like... The Hateful Eight of years. I can't say that, though, because I loved The Hateful Eight.
I've never seen it.
It's a Quentin Tarantino guy. What happens next? It's like this big chase scene with the dumpster truck, the trash truck, whatever they call
them. That's the party van.
The party bus, yeah. The party van.
Party van.
Party and the bus. And
right on, I guess.
Baxter Baxton Stockdermon activates a teleporter to get Shredder out of there.
And then Ob randomly fucking teleports him to some fucking thing.
Yeah. So what this movie, what I appreciate the most about this one, more so than any other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, is this one gets weird. The other ones have been like trying to be a grounded, gritty superhero movie. Even like the original with the puppets. They've tried to be like real serious. I mean, Turtles 3 was time travel and like ancient China or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking weird. This one gets weird because within the first 15 minutes, Shredder gets teleported to another dimension where he meets Krang.
That's my dad.
Yeah. And they do not sugarcoat it that this is a cartoony supervillain. Like literally it's cartoony from a cartoon. They don't try to make Krang like the gritty MCU version. They just straight up have Krang, the ball of flesh inside of a mechanical suit.
He's a bubblegum.
And who's he voiced by?
My dad. No, Brad Garrett. Everybody loves Raymond's not so lovable brother.
Yeah, the sad.
Sad. He was my favorite character on that show. I never really watched it all that much, but when other people had to fucking watch it around me, I rooted for him. His character was named Robert.
He had that silly voice. He had a funny low voice.
Isn't that funny when he's sad all the time?
Well,
he's like Eeyore. Eeyore's got a depressing.
Eeyore's funny.
No, Eeyore's sad.
Yeah, but you love Eeyore.
I absolutely love Eeyore because all I want to do is do everything I can to make him happy.
Right.
I love him.
Now, that guy, what's his face? What's his tits? You said it like 5 seconds ago and I forgot.
Brad Garrett.
I was going to say Greg Barrett.
I don't know who that is.
It's like the flip of Brad Garrett, Greg Barrett.
I mean, I can see that for sure.
Every character he plays is usually the low voice dude, bumbling tall
guy. Or he doesn't talk.
He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
This is such a departure from that archetype, and I really appreciated that because I didn't even know. I never gave a thought to who voiced Krang. But it's that guy. And it's like a cartoonishly evil.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. I recognized the voice. That's why I asked who voiced him, and it made sense when you said who it was.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference.
I'm really good at recognizing voices, though.
There's a difference between the voice that Krang had, that weirdness, to what
we're used to hearing.
What Brad Garrett usually gives in his performances. I feel like I kind of want to look into what else he's done because this feels like a completely unhinged Brad.
I think he was just having fun with it, to
Hell
be honest.
Yeah.
And honestly, though, like, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like if you got to be a fucking cartoon character, wouldn't you just go balls deep and just, like...
Like, could you imagine if in the MCU they decided to just throw MODOK out there? Which is
weird?
MODOK is basically the Krang of the Avengers. Just like a giant head with arms and legs that are tiny hanging off of it.
Gross.
Yeah, it is gross. He's like a giant weird bionoid computer. He's a machine only, I mean, machine something, something, something.
What does that mean?
M-O-D-O-K.
Machine something, 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 something.
It's like
something.
Mechanical organism designed only for killing.
That's me.
You kill it, you slay.
Oh, yes, girl.
Yas queen. Yas queen slay. Am I doing it?
I'm not sure, but you're doing something. But something is happening over there. I'm not sure exactly what.
Krang just fucking hams it up. I love it. He hams it up.
I love ham. And we were talking about how we love ham earlier.
Yeah, we did. It's like there's a theme. It's
called ham.
Krang lays out the MacGuffins of the teleportation device and the two other. It's a MacGuffin. It's a MacGuffin. That's
you're not allowed to use that.
That's what it is. It's a MacGuffin. It's a device for the plot that has like no other service. Like, they had a teleportation device. They needed two other pieces to make it work.
For some reason.
That's bullshit. It's a MacGuffin. It's something that they needed to get to make the thing that they had do the thing.
Why didn't they just say, I needed some allspice?
They might as well have.
Or this needs
picking up the
soap.
Fucking yams.
Yeah.
You know, for his, you know, he wanted his sides for his Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, look at that. You got a theme. It's called Thanksgiving.
No.
So he's like partnering with the Shredder and allegedly sends him on his way. And
he goes, yeah, we'll be friends, man.
Oh, he gives him the purple shit. And he takes that to Dr. Stockman. And they hit Bebop and Rocksteady with two darts full of the purple shit.
The purple shit.
April O'Neil is like, I think Stockman had something to do with Shredder getting busted out of prison and teleportationating away. Because like the turtles were like, they said it's a teleportation residue. Ah, shit, that teleportation residue is the worst.
Ah, man, that stuff's gross, you know? Hate that residue.
And apparently Baxter Stockman's been developing this stuff for years.
I guess.
Of course. And, you know, just why the
because
fuck
not? Because we know exactly that he's been doing it, of course, for some reason.
Yeah. So April O'Neil goes because it's daytime and the turtles can't go outside during the day because they're vampires or whatever. Because
they're monsters.
They're monsters. They're scary.
I love them.
They're too big.
So am I.
Yeah, they scare people.
So do I, but...
Yeah.
That's why I understand them and love them.
Yeah.
As my own.
So April O'Neil witnesses Bebop and Rocksteady becoming a warthog and a rhino. They like morph, and it's like a real gross like transformation scene.
Yeah, they should have just...
Jack was a little grossed out.
I was eating, and I was just like, I was yelling at the screen, don't do that while I'm eating.
How dare you? You have the audacity to do this right the fuck now.
Right the fuck now.
And... Stockman's like, it's incredible. They have latent animal DNA inside them that ties them back to their animal roots, and the ooze returns them to their place in the animal kingdom. Why did two dudes have warthog and rhino DNA respectively?
My theory is bestiality.
It doesn't make any sense.
Their ancestors happened to fuck a warthog and fuck a rhino. Do you know how much balls it would take to fuck a rhino, though?
A lot. I mean, have you seen Ace Ventura?
Oh, God.
That is the birth of Rocksteady.
Accurate.
Is that scene from Ace Ventura.
I want to...
And they get big, and I fucking love this bit where they're just in awe of what just happened to them. He's like, dude, you are a rhino! And I don't even know what you are. He looks in his reflection in a glass. He goes, I'm a little piggy.
That was actually really cute.
The amount of cute moments between Bebop and Rocksteady.
I ship them. In my heart, they're together.
Oh, yeah. The shipping.
I ship them so hard. Like, I FedEx them. So ship them so hard, I FedEx them.
Yeah. You fucking overnight. Dayhill them.
Yeah, all of Dayhill, that.
No, D, D's nuts. D, there's one that's the three letters. What is it?
I have no fucking clue.
DHL? DHL, yeah. You overnight DHL them because they don't give a shit.
They're so cute.
If you're sending like hazardous materials in the mail, you send them via DHL. Because if you have like a battery inside of your package, you have to put warning labels and shit on it. It's like
warning,
a whole thing.
Battery.
Well, yeah, more than just that. It's just like a whole lot of like legal shit. Like if it's a battery over a certain capacity, like my watch came with a big ass sticker that made the obscured most of the fucking shit on the box.
I got a sneeze, maybe.
Do it.
I don't know. It's if I feel the tickle.
Look up. Does it help?
No.
What the fuck is that?
Where?
Does that help?
What?
That helps. That's how I stop a sneeze. I just cock my head to one side and like fixate my glance and just think real loud, what the fuck is that? and I just like think about what the fuck am I looking at. And I'm not joking. This is what I do every time I'm about to sneeze.
If you ever, I don't want to stop a sneeze. I want it to continue. I want it to come to fruition.
Do it then.
It doesn't help. There's nothing there right now. It's just a tickle.
Fine.
Fine you.
Are Bebop. You gonna puke? No, I just had a burp. Bebop and Rocksteady are just like wrecking shit in the lab. And like I said, they steal the fucking show. You good?
Yeah. He's not even looking.
Bebop and Rocksteady steal the fucking show.
They really do. Like, I prefer them over everything else that happened in that.
Shredder is just like I'm a bad guy.
He barely exists in this fucking...
He barely existed in the first one.
Like, he's just like, all the foot soldiers are just there, you know? And they don't... They don't have... The only real fucking challenge they had was Bebop and Rocksteady and the fucking...
The
machine that Krang was... building.
Yeah, like the foot soldiers just get their shit rocked. The Foot Clan never posed a threat at all.
Barely. They're just those. Do you remember? Oh no, that's Power Rangers.
Go for it.
I was gonna say, do you remember back in the day they'd go whoop 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 whoop, but no, that's the little gray dudes from Power Rangers. So my bad.
The putty guys?
Yes!
Is that from the movie or from the show?
The show.
Okay, because I remember the movie, and I remember liking the movie a lot.
I liked the movie. I used to love watching Power Rangers as a kid, though.
Like, I have such vague memories of the Power Rangers, but I saw the movie in theaters.
It was a good movie.
It was.
They had a great soundtrack.
I don't remember the soundtrack.
There was a few songs on it that I fucking loved. Oh, shit.
Speaking of soundtrack, they had like... Just great in songs. The background, just like awesome music.
Whoa.
Just like fucking.
Good God, y'all. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. They had Spirit in the Sky just playing in the background. And it was a nice just little moment of whatever, you know, just like chumming around a little bit, but also like planning shit. You know, it's just cool. The music was just like a nice little choice. It's like somebody tried harder than they needed to putting together a soundtrack.
I appreciate them, though, for it.
So, Donatello works out that the ooze can
make them human again-ish.
And Leo's like, nah, man. Nah, dog. We turtles. We toidles, bruh.
We toidles.
We toidles, and we from New York.
I like turtles.
That's the fucking best. I know exactly. The zombie kid. That's the best fucking thing.
That's true. I do like turtles.
Attack of the Show... got that kid like years later and asked, and like, we're like, hey, we're gonna redeem you. We're gonna do a whole thing. They threw a fucking festival celebrating the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dressed up in face paint like a turtle, and said, hey, how are you liking everything? What's your favorite part? I like zombies.
Oh, that's cute.
All right, back on track. Mikey and Raff are a little butthurt about not getting a chance to become human.
Or a choice to even choose.
Not even a choice. Like Leo was just like, no, don't even mention it. And Mikey was just there, kind of hiding. And they splinter. Haha.
Yeah.
They splinter.
I get it.
Splinter. Raff. Say it!
Splinter.
They splinter like Master Splinter. Donatello and Leonardo go do something.
They do the thing.
I don't even remember what they did.
It is something that would be considered important, probably.
Yeah, but that's right. They go to the museum where Shredder was doing shit.
Allegedly.
Raph and Mikey, with the help of Megan Fox and Casey Jones, who just was a cop.
Apparently. No, he was a corrections officer.
He's a cop.
No. He was a corrections...
He's a cop.
He was a corrections officer trying to be a cop.
Okay, fine.
He was not a cop. Who wanted to then be a detective.
He was a truck driver for the cops.
Okay, well, I'll settle with you there.
Okay. And he had, like, the worst fucking introduction of, yo, Shredder, you killed people. You need a hobby, like hockey. Take it from me. I'm Casey Jones.
He
might as well have said that. It was such bad dialogue.
It really was a bummer.
The dialogue is pretty bad.
Casey Jones was my shit. Like, even as a cartoon, I had a crush on him.
Yeah, the long hair.
Yeah.
The fucking, like...
He didn't need to have a mask.
The punk clothes.
Yeah. Like, he was just a badass. Like, even as a cartoon, I had a crush on him. But I super had a crush on him in the movies.
And all the dialogue is bad. Unless it was the Turtles.
Yeah, the Turtles' dialogues were dope.
They were brothers, man. They had good chemistry.
They really did. It was pretty funny.
And, you know, like... The designs of the Turtles, not half bad, as
I
said. I
don't really care about the designs. I'm not too fond of it. But yeah. I'm not absolutely horrified by it.
The animation, they like mocap the actors and their faces. So you get a lot of emoting and a lot of artsy stuff from the, you know, the gestures and shit. Like, I really did appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And they gave them the best parts of the movie. Everything else was just kind of eh, you know. Megan Fox is like... breaking into the police station.
She's annoying.
They're just doing a whole thing and they're climbing through vents. And it's like, it's made out to be an action sequence of stealthing through the place, but it's also just kind of eh. You know, it's and like she catches the card and says cowabunga. And it's like, not even angry that she said the line. It's just like, this is not a triumphant act. You know?
I caught a card. Cowabunga, bitch.
And they're about to go into the evidence locker.
And then, boom, foot fucking soldiers come stomping their big fucking feet out.
Yeah, they got
Kapow.
They got the ooze already, and they have to fight their way out. And,
Revelations.
Revelations? Like the Bible?
No. Like, the turtles end up showing themselves.
Yeah, because the police scanners go off. There's foot ninjas at the police headquarters. So Leo and Donnie show up there only to see Mikey and Raph are there. And the cops are like, what the fuck are these things? They're monsters.
And then they all look sad.
They do a big sad.
They do a heckin' sad.
And I thought this was an awesome little thing, is that they show that Mikey just wants to belong.
He just wants to fit in and be normal.
He wants friends.
I would be his friend so hard.
Yeah, I want to hang
out
with Mikey.
I don't care what he looks like. He could be 800 feet tall and look like a fucking tree ogre with like fucking 300 eyes. And I'd be like, "Hey, bro, what's up? How you doing?
Do you want to hang out? You want to watch? You want to catch up on some? You want to catch up on some Breaking Bad?"
Yeah,
I feel like you haven't finished the show because you had no one to talk to about it. Yeah. It's like you watched the first season, and you thought it was great, but like you didn't really bounce that ideas off of anybody. So it's just like you didn't feel like finishing it because you didn't know that everybody else was so into it. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like Mikey needs friends.
Mikey does need friends. He's an extrovert. I'm an extrovert. I understand him. I understand being locked up in the fucking house or
You chose home. To work from home.
No. Yes, I did. However, hold the fuck on. The pandemic still keeps people kind of holed up. And that's what...
I get it.
That's kind of what I was getting at was like... It's not like... I mean, yeah, we can... We can go out to go shopping and then minimal things here and there. But I'm a people person and I need people. And it's hard for us when we don't have people. And
I get it.
Hold on, this is drooping a bit.
They go to Brazil after that. Apparently, they had a big fight. You know, they were like, "Oh, we're not. We're
not a team."
Oh no, that came later because they go to Brazil. Bebop and Rocksteady are just going in a tank through the rainforest and like blow up a fucking statue and retrieve the MacGuffin from the rubble. I'm gonna keep saying it because it's a great thing.
I guess.
Turtles haven't even arrived yet when they see that the Bebop and Rocksteady have boarded a plane. They're like, "Hey, hang on, we can track them." And they're 6,000 feet traveling at 38 knots. 38 knots. They've achieved the power of flight. Good for them.
I fucking love... I honestly... Mikey. Michelangelo kind of wins the fucking movie.
Oh, it's a close tie. It's a three-way tie.
With?
Mikey, Bebop, and Rocksteady.
Mikey
Well, Bebop and Rocksteady win as a duo, so it's a tie.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have to jump from a plane, and a nice little character moment of Raphael being afraid to jump.
Oh yeah, I would be good.
nice. You know, they did something new with the character, and I appreciated that. They had his, you could see his, the fear in his eyes, which is something that they did a real good job of showing that you couldn't, you know, really do with a, just a tough dude. You know, he could look scared, but like to the extent his eyes were popping was like clearly the way they animated it. It's like, that's a nice little choice.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Actually,
that level of fear doesn't come back. Unfortunately, even though he is, you know, hanging in the air at the end of the movie, that whole concept doesn't return.
Oh, but he does get scared each time. But yeah. he just kind of jumps in anyway.
With his brothers.
Like, he's like, my brothers! And dives.
Brother! Yeah, and they get into the plane through some very physics-defying bullshit.
Yeah, we know.
I don't care if it's not accurate to science. It's entertaining.
Yeah. It's definitely fun. Yeah. Gives me a little bit of like, I don't know, when I see stuff like that, it gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
The plane crash of Out of the Shadows and the plane crash of Castaway.
Don't give me that fucking Castaway bullshit.
You had a hard time finishing that scene.
Yeah, I get anxiety about a lot of things, okay? Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I have been diagnosed with general anxiety disorder. Thank you very much.
So they have a whole...
Check your watch!
I got a notification from Credit Karma.
Oh, how's your credit score?
My credit score is good.
Do you want to get a loan from me?
I'm just kidding.
Get a loan? Yeah, you're like,
I want some alone time.
Do you want to get a loan from me? As in, get away from me? Go away? Be alone from me.
they have the whole fight in the plane with the foot clan ninjas just get yeeted out the plane.
Yeah, they don't fucking impose any trouble whatsoever. They're just like, but oh, then, you got parachutes, boof.
But then Bebop boof, and Rocksteady. The fight that ensues is pretty fucking great. It's enclosed space. They're wrecking up the fucking storage area of the plane. And then Rocksteady gets the bright idea of hopping in the tank.
And blowing the fucking everything up.
Yeah, just destroys the cockpit. The pilots somehow survive and just eject out with the parachutes. And the plane starts going down. It starts flipping and flying and twisting all over the place. The tank undoes, but breaks its straps and falls and starts shifting back and forth until it slides all the way back from one end of the plane, blowing another hole. So it's basically just a giant tube falling through the sky. And in the controlled descent that Donnie like jams his fucking staff into the steering column of the mm-hmm. plane, which I don't think that's how planes work, but who the fuck cares?
Yeah, it's something.
Slows the descent of the plane, and Jack just kept saying, land already. Fucking crash or whatever you're going to do.
Do the thing. I'm done with this. Do the thing.
And I gotta say, this whole sequence is pretty fucking rad.
It was cool, but it took too long to me.
Yeah, from the jumping from the plane to the river battle, like it feels like it was long, but like
in action movies,
you want the action scenes to be prominent. You don't want to be, like, disappointing people with how little fighting there is in an action movie.
Babe, your iPad thingy.
Siri's talking to us. I don't even know what.
It's so funny.
I don't even know what activated it. Siri's talking to us.
She heard us talking about movies and decided, here's some movies you might like.
As I was saying before, Siri rudely interrupted. Take a movie like...
I feel something now.
Is it a boner? take a movie like Godzilla, which we watched last week.
Two hours
and like almost 2.5 hours. Godzilla on screen. You can look up this clip on YouTube. It's like 12 minutes long. not
that's
a whole
way
lot of
too long
Godzilla.
For anything to be on YouTube. Well, for my attention span to watch anything on YouTube.
Well, no, I mean, like, they have a movie about Godzilla. Godzilla is on screen this amount of time, and it's disappointing. A movie about the Ninja Turtles has the turtles on screen.
All the time.
A lot more of the time.
Which is fine.
But what do you want the turtles to be doing?
Everything.
Do you want them, like, working desk jobs?
Yes, actually, that'd be hilarious, too.
Right, but that's not what this is. This is an action movie. It's a very action-y action movie.
I don't like action movies, but this was fun.
It was fun. I think that's really what it comes down to, is it's fun.
This is good.
The dialogue is kind of meh. The plot is not half bad. It's, you know, meh. Not the most meh.
See, here's the thing, though. Action movies and their plots.
Yeah. It's going to get the MacGuffin to stop the bad guy.
Do the thing, stop the man, yeah. Or beast. Or beast.
They fail to stop Bebop and Rocksteady from retrieving the MacGuffin. And then they have their whole, we're not a team fight, which the Turtles always have.
We're not a team.
The Shredder starts to assemble. He opens the portal and like, has Baxter Stackman, Tyler Perry, just dragged off by foot ninjas to Tokyo.
And I love the comment I made about that shit.
Yeah, he's thrashing.
Like, he's fighting against it, right? And I'm just like, if you, any toddler knows how to fucking fight off a drag off, you just dead weight, just drop, limp, dead weight body. You can't fucking haul somebody like, it's difficult to haul someone dead weight. When they're fighting, the muscles are tense and they're basically just helping you a bit, you know?
Yeah.
When you dead weight, that is fucking
so much harder. Scientifically proven, a child going dead weight weighs approximately 50 pounds more.
If I go dead weight, how much do I weigh more? Another 400 pounds.
Let's do it.
Okay. Do it.
The Technodrome begins to be assembled, and the cops suddenly agree to help the Turtles.
Because they met them, and they're like, oh, they seem friendly, I guess.
Well, they don't really. They have their guns pointed at them.
Initially, well, yes, no, the cops are like, they have their guns pointed at them, but then the cops are like, okay, well, stand down, because I guess they'll help.
Yeah, the chief of police, this Karen-looking bitch, God, she's so forgettable.
Sigourney Weaver wannabe?
Yeah, I kept saying I wanted this to be Sigourney Weaver because that is a powerful woman.
She's like
woman.
In every movie about things.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. She's like in every movie about things.
I was not gonna call you out on that. She's in movies about aliens?
Yes, those are things.
And movies about things. She was in the one about cabins, which are things.
In the woods, which are also things.
And in, which is a... What part of speech is that? It's a preposition, which is a thing. Which are things. Anywho's it.
And she's in other movies. There's movies with her in it. She's in... Is she in Ghostbusters?
Probably.
The originals. I think that's her. I could be wrong. Huh.
The big fight begins, is what I'm getting to.
The big fight.
They're split up. There's A team and there's B team. A team is the Turtles going to fight the big bad guy on the Technodrome. The B team is the humans, BoJack Horseman, Casey Jones, and Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Fighting Bebop and Rocksteady and shutting down the portal.
Bleep blep.
Doing whatever. And we get another great scene. Every scene with Bebop and Rocksteady is amazing.
They're fun.
They're great. Their bromance is so adorable.
We're going to be Bebop and Rocksteady for Halloween one year, right?
Yes. We have to. We absolutely
You
have
know,
to.
You promised me that we were going to be Mario and No, you were going to be Mario and I was going to be a sexy chain chomp, but that never happened.
What did you do on Halloween?
What did I do on Halloween?
Exactly.
I probably got sad and ate food.
I think that's like 80% of people, and the other 20% of people are not helping during a pandemic. That's my point, though, is not a lot to do on Halloween. Maybe next Halloween.
We can still dress up and eat candy.
Yeah, we had the candy.
Yeah, you're right. That's the only thing I do for Halloween. I don't know. One year I was dressed up as a cupcake.
That is awesome.
I'm cute.
What was I?
Sad.
I was sad. Always sad.
You need love. Do you need a hug?
No.
Not right now.
Not right now.
This stuff is good.
What is it?
It's a tea.
Okay. And it's making you drunk?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't let Eric have any. Eric, I don't want any. It's like, what is it? Kava.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. It's Hawaiian. It's a medicinal root, and it's Polynesian.
Okay.
Good enough for me.
Cool beans.
Beans make me fart.
Wonderful. BoJack Horseman and Megan Fox fight a lady while Casey Jones fights the two big monsters.
A lady?
They come in on these two big-ass choppers on motorcycles. And he locks them inside of a shipping container and throws a grenade in there. And it explodes. They survive because you just hear, "Hey, Biebs, my man." And then they presumably fuck.
I imagine that as a romantic moment between them, because they're like, "Hey, are you okay? I'm okay, my man."
They embrace. They kiss in the rain, even though it's inside of a shipping container. During the day.
Yeah, and it's I imagine them having a romantic getaway after that. I wonder, do you think they made fan fiction about that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
100% there is fan fiction. I'm going to Google that as soon as we're done recording.
No.
Do
you know there's fan fiction about the Mythbusters?
That's fucking hilarious.
They have fan fiction about Jamie and Adam fucking. I know this because I've read it.
Oh my god, you shouting.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say it that loud. But it's fucking hilarious. Some of them are really romantic. Oh, God.
So,
you know what prompted that? What? I had a dream about them two coming out of the closet together, like, at a press conference for some reason, along with James Vanderbeek, who in my dream was a polyamorous bisexual who was married to a woman and had a relationship together with his wife with a man. None of this is anything accurate whatsoever, but this is the kind of weird things that my mind creates.
I really do think the best part, like, as great as Bebop and Rocksteady are, the fight between the four turtles and Krang is fucking hype. Like, we spend this whole time with Bebop and Rocksteady and the idea that Shredder was in charge. Then Krang just shows up and freezes Shredder and locks him away.
Like, Shredder didn't give him fucking any fight. He just was like...
Well, he was like gonna jump on him, but then push, fucking frozen, block of ice. And he's like, "Oh no, I've broken my toy. Back to the toy chest with all the other things I've broken."
Yeah, right? Like, that's so fucking silly.
I barely even thought of you. Like, Krang did not give a shit about Shredder.
He gave no fucks, and that's what I like about him.
He would not have made it to Earth without Shredder, but he did not give a fuck about him.
He didn't care.
Because now he was, doors open, time for the Technodrome to wreck shit. And the Technodrome starts assembling, the brothers fight, and it's just a badass fight, man. And they apparently, the whole Technodrome is coming through piece by piece through the portal, and is assembling itself around the beacon. So the plan was to get the beacon and then fly it with a drone back through the portal, which is what they do. And they shut the portal behind them. And Krang is just like whisked away with his technodrome saying, I'll be back!
Motherfucker!
Which is something that I think...
they need to take advantage of.
Yeah, more movies should take advantage of this because so many fucking villains are just done at the end of the movie.
Honestly. Like
the Avengers, you know, Loki was just done after that one. He came back, but not as a villain. You know,
see, he's kind of an asshole though. So like either way, like he's always a villain. Like
yeah.
In a manner.
Absolutely. But then like Ultron, totally badass James Spader voice, gone. Then we had the fucking Obadiah from Iron Man with the big ass suit. Gone. These villains just like have such good character work and shit. Don't come back. And we just need that next time gadget. That's what it needs. And that's what we got here, but we never got the third one. And that sucks. That being said, it's a fun ass movie. So fun. It's a dumb fun movie. So Jack.
Yes.
How many Jack Snacks do you give Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows?
It was pretty good. I'm gonna go ahead and say like a hearty 3.9.
Yeah, you don't want
not quite four.
You don't want to give it a four. That's like way more than this movie deserves, right?
Yeah.
But you really want to give it a four because it's just so much fun.
It was fun, but it's not deserving of 4 stars or 5 or 4 snacks out of 5.
Yeah. What's your score? What's your score based on snacks? Jack snacks. Jack's had her sleepy tea.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
3.9.
I agree. Like, it's so much fun. The writing is so meh. The plot is so, you know, standard. There's nothing too exciting.
There's
what happens.
Great lines.
Yeah.
The great lines.
The great lines comes from the Mikey. Amazing character work and from the turtles and from Mikey especially. But it just doesn't have something substantial to come away with as far as, you know, telling an interesting story. It is just fun. And it's dumb fun. But dumb fun is so, so very much appreciated. I give it a 3. But I really, really can't recommend it more. I mean, I can't recommend it enough because it's just so goddamn fun.
It's fun. Don't hate it.
If you saw the first one and hated it, I agree with you. If you saw what the turtles looked like and never watched the movie because you thought it looked stupid, I don't agree. I don't disagree with you. I 100% get that.
Just give it a fucking chance. Don't be a snooty bitch.
Don't be a snooty bitch. It's the turtles, man.
They're just fun. It's not gonna hurt your childhood. Put your dick away. Don't be a little bitch about it. Just man up, or well, okay, I hate that term.
Pussy up. Have you never heard that one?
No, but that's even weirder.
Okay, I agree.
Let's say put your dick away and just quit being a little fuck fart. And just watch the goddamn movie, because it's a decent fucking movie. If you don't want to have to think about anything, and you just want something funny, go for it.
Yeah, there's some real good laughs. Like, I know a lot of people had the same hate for the Ghostbusters movie, more so because it was women. But that's another, like, I'm going to be honest with you, that movie is okay.
I never saw it yet.
It's okay.
I want to see it.
It's real okay. Like, you really want to defend it, but it's so okay. That you really can't defend all the... Like, you can defend the hate it was getting from assholes about it being women.
No. But
there's just nothing super perplexing within Ghostbusters to defend in the new movie. But that's neither here nor there. Jack, next week we got a nice one for you.
Uh-oh. We forgot. I forgot this. So he's going to tell me, and this is going to be my live reaction.
The what makes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles so special to me is the dynamic team building of the, you know, the superhero team. But there's something that does that even better. And that is Mystery Men.
Yeah!
Next week on Let's Watch Something.
Fuck yeah, dude!
is going to be Mystery Men. You have no idea how excited I am.
Oh, my God. I forgot we even talked about that movie.
I'm going to tweet at Real Kevin Cole.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You have no fucking clue. I love that movie so much. I fucking love that. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We finally. Yeah.
This is your last present before we get into.
Oh, no.
What I want to do, which is the Let's Watch Something Star Wars Christmas special. All Star Wars, all December long. All right, Jack is dead. That's just gas escaping. So from Woo. Anthony,
Woo.
Nice Futurama reference.
Yes!
Until next time, cowabunga dudes.
I don't think that I said anything. That's not fair. We have to say it together.
Okay, you wanna?
Okay.
Fine. Until next time, cowabunga dudes!
Yeah!